your business is still not getting enough business, enough customers, then you probably need to listen to this and listen to this four-step framework that I have for you that is going to bring in customers consistently and endlessly, and it's going to be great, and you're going to be happy, and then you can do your business. But first, who the heck am I? Well, my name's Lucas. I work with an agency called Growing Media Marketing, and we help businesses of all kinds grow exponentially. Doesn't matter if you're a non-for-profit or if you're starting a TV show, reality TV show. We do everything in between, and so welcome. This is Marketability's podcast. If you like what you see, if you get some value out of it, please like and share. We would appreciate that. But don't do that yet. Wait till we get to the podcast. You may hate me. I don't know. Anyways, so in this video, we're just going to break down a very simple four-step framework, how you can market yourself and how you can create, you know, and fix things on the back end. Maybe it's just one or two tweaks that you need to do in these four separate areas that will radically change the amount of customers that you're getting, because we all want more customers, because either you want more money, which is okay. You want more money. It's okay. Or you just want to have more impact. You want to help more people. You feel like, hey, I'm really, really good at what I do, and I can really help people if they knew about me. Well, we're going to help you get there, because that's what we're all about. Anyways, so if you're relying on word of mouth, you know, word of mouth marketing, it's going to be super inconsistent. I mean, you may get lucky, but if you want to rely on luck, that's up to you. We don't really care about lucky here. We care about results, consistent results. Maybe you've tried social media, but you know, it's tough. Like if you don't really know what you're doing, if you don't know what to post, you don't know who to post for, it's a lot, you know? And then, like I said before, maybe you're like really, really good at what you do, and people just have no idea. Maybe you're one of the best in the world, but again, if people don't know that you're the best in the world, and that you have the best service in the world that could radically change their life, or whatever that service or product will do, then you'll never sell it and you'll never be successful, which sucks. So step one, we're going to keep this short and simple. Step one is to show up where people are at, where your potential customer is at, where your ideal, your customer avatar, the person that is perfect for your business. Where are they? Figure that out. Show up in those areas. So are they on Facebook? Are they on Instagram? Are they on Reddit? You know, like literally do your own research, sit down and find out where they spend the most time, and then be there, either offering advice or posting in front of them or showing them that like, hey, I exist and I do this and I'm one of the best at it, and I would love to work with you. It could be as simple as that. But some things that you need to focus on in the background is, because ultimately you don't want to go chasing customers your entire life. Okay. So step one is to be where they're at. Well, you want them to be on your website, right? You want them to be on your social media pages. You want them to be on your own stuff. So you're not chasing rabbits around, which, you know, rabbits can sometimes be clients. Anyways, so first thing we're gonna focus on is your Google business profile. So you have to have some Google reviews, because most people are gonna Google you, or they're gonna ChatGPT you, and ChatGPT pulls from Google. So if you don't have good reviews on there or anything at all, I mean, you could be the first one to pop up. You could be the perfect business for them, but there's no trust factor. You've kind of lost, a little bit of trust there. And so what you need to do, is get those reviews rolling in, and especially on Facebook and on Google. Those are the two main ones. Like if people can see reviews, and then of course, if you can attach them to your website, so people go to your website and they see reviews, like attach your Google reviews and your Facebook reviews. So it's not like, oh, they put up fake reviews. No, actually, like just, you can do screenshots. You can do, I think there's a way to actually embed it into your website that you can do. And so, all sorts of stuff. And so, what this is going to do is it's going to build trust, like before you even meet this person, which is ultimately what you want. You want people to trust you without meeting you. You want people to trust you and be able to be like, hey, that this person's, they're going to take care of me. Like that's what you want them to think about before you ever meet them, before you ever work with them. Because ultimately, a lot of people, depending on your situation or your product, they may not buy anything from you if you have a hint of untrustworthiness. And we don't want that. We don't want that. So show your reviews. And okay, so maybe you're like, I haven't worked with a ton of people, so it's gonna be hard for me to get reviews. Well, here's the thing. Just ask. It's actually one of the most biblical things that you can do if you believe in the Bible, is just ask. Just ask, and maybe you get one or two, and maybe that's all you need is one or two. And if some of those other people don't do the reviews, offer them something. Offer them a free consultation or a little thing here and there. I know whatever works for your business. That's something you can offer them for free. That doesn't take up a ton of your time. But you know that if you get these 5-star reviews, it's going to amount an amount of trust that you can't get anywhere else. Because again, if people are stumbling upon your website or your profile and they see a bunch of 5-star reviews, they're going to immediately start trusting you. Immediately. Okay, so step two is going to be fixing your website. So here's the thing about websites is they may look really pretty. A lot of websites look really pretty, but no one's going to it. So it's like, sure, it's really, really pretty, but that's not going to work, you know? So it doesn't really work if no one sees it, right? Like you can be the most beautiful person in the world, but if no one sees you, okay. Who cares, you know? Let's break down what you need to do for your website. So your website, it needs to be ranking on Google. So you need to make sure all of your SEO, search engine optimization, is up to date and accurate. You want to make sure that all the SEO words that are built into your website are accurate and exactly what people are trying to Google to find you. You want people to be able to find you. And that's sometimes really, really hard because it's you don't always know people. You have to get into people's minds and think about if they were looking for someone like me in my area or maybe just a product, how would they Google me? You know what I mean? Like you have to think like the consumer in this aspect. What would they say to try to find me? And you have to put those on your website so that you start ranking first or at least in the top three. If you're not in the top three, may not be seen. So, and make sure on your website that everything's updated, your hours, your services, the way to contact you, make sure there's no dead emails or dead links. There have been oftentimes, I am literally speaking from personal experience. If I go to a website to maybe work with someone or buy something and there's a couple dead links, I'm out. I'm usually out. It's usually not worth it. I'll find somewhere else that has, they've kept things optimized better. So, another thing is like a lot of people have been putting like a lot of stock images or AI images up on their website. Try to take real photos. Like you want to be real. You want to show people that like you're a real person that cares about your business and that wants to work with people. And, it's one of those things that having a real photo of yourself and of your crew or of what you're doing is just going to add more to the trust factor, and it's going to add more to people feeling like they're getting to know you, because you ultimately want people to feel like they're getting to know you without you actually sitting down and having conversation. So step two is fixing your website. Fix your website so people can find you when they Google you. And so, yeah. And if any of this seems overwhelming, before we go on to the next step, if this seems overwhelming, reach out to Growing Media. Go to growingmediamarketing.com. Send us some contact info. We can walk you through any of these steps. We can work with you on any budget for your marketing, whether it's content, SEO, websites, or whatever. We can do it all, okay? Just wanted to let you know. Okay, so step three, staying top of mind. So this is one of those things that in this day and age, it's 2026 when this video is being posted, where you have to just stay in front of people to be top of mind. There are so many things happening. There are so many people running businesses. There are so many people putting content out there, and it seems overwhelming and it seems like there's just nothing that I can do to keep up. Well, here's the thing is you don't necessarily have to keep up with those people that are posting 100 times a day. You don't have to do that. You know, you don't have to do that. Okay. Don't think that you have to do that. You just need to be posting like once a day. Literally once a day, adding it to your Instagram or your Facebook stories or your YouTube channel, whatever it is for you, post something once a day. It doesn't have to be extravagant. doesn't have to be special or a perfect video or anything like that. You just have to be consistently posting, because if your business, if you're like a carpenter, right? And someone's like, oh, I could really use a carpenter. And the day before you posted a video about how you helped this old lady build a new countertop or whatever it is, you're going to be on their mind because they saw that video the day before. And for you, it was just you showing clips of it and in a caption. Maybe you did a voiceover, or maybe you just did it on the video on your phone and you just showed people. And it wasn't anything special. It wasn't anything fancy. It wasn't, professionally edited or whatever. It was just you posting something and boom, then you're in front of people. So what's some content ideas? So people are always like, I just don't know what to post, right? And I get it. I actually get that way with my business sometimes, which is really funny because I have an endless amount of things I could post with my business. It's audio production, which feels like an endless funnel to, it's endless. Like, there's so many things you can do. So just, I'm going to give you some ideas. So first thing you can do is before and afters. So let's stay with the carpenter thing, before and afters, so you just show, hey, this is what this countertop looked like before, this is after. So you can really show your work. Customer stories. If there's a story where the customer is like, oh yeah, I was dealing with this and they came in and fixed it and it was amazing. And that you can just even screenshot reviews. You can actually combine those two. You can screenshot reviews and then show the before and after. Boom. Easy. Like, so you're building trust and the quality satisfaction in one post. Very, very, very good. FAQs, frequently asked questions. What are the questions that you get asked all the time? Whether it's like you're at church or you're just out in public and people are like, hey, can I pick your brain? You're a carpenter. Da, 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 right? Write all of them down. Do videos on it. Do content on it. Write out a post. A day in the life. So it's like people are always curious. They're like, hey, what does your day look like? You know? Does it, you know, what do you do from these hours or whatever? And then last is just quick tips for, you know, say you're a carpenter, be like, hey, if you're a homeowner, you can do these few things and it'll prevent a lot of bad things from happening. People love that. People want to know that because home renovation is expensive. So ultimately, I said post every day, that's in an ideal world. But if that's overwhelming, which it can be, post 3 times a week. Just 3 times a week, say like, hey, I'm going to post Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and I'm just going to commit to that for now. And you can do a couple of videos, all photos with some text on it. Like, just do whatever you can do right now. Don't overwhelm yourself. But the whole step, number 3, is staying top of mind. Okay, let's move on to the last step. Step 4. Is to turn the attention. So say you got your website fixed, you got reviews, and you've got social media running. Okay, so now we move on to step 4, is you have this attention. You're getting people's attention. How do you turn that attention into bookings or into conversions? Is people actually buying your product or you know, commissioning you to come use your service and you know, pay you to do the thing that you want to do? So we're talking about conversion. Step 4 is you have to convert. But here's the thing, is if you don't make it easy for people to work with you, they won't work with you. So there's often times where I will go to someone's website and I have to find where to apply to work with them, or I have to find where the service is, the thing that I want to buy that they talked about on social media. And sometimes I can't find it. There have been actually several times that people have talked about, hey, I offer this service, go on the website and, you know, buy it or whatever. And then I get on there, it's not on there. I can't find it. Or they're like, link in bio, and the link is not in the bio. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm not working with you. I guess I'm not giving you my money. So make it easy. Make it so ridiculously easy so that the link in your Instagram bio or on their website, it literally says in bold letters in like a different color, apply to work with us, buy the thing now, whatever. Like, don't make it complicated. The more complicated you make it, the less conversions you're going to have. So like literally the easier you can make it for people to work with you, the more people will work with you, because most people do not want to work with people who the beginning of the relationship, it's complicated. They can't even find how to try to work with you. And so they're just going to be like, ah, never mind. I'll go with someone else. Cause this is already complicated and we haven't even started working together yet. So make it easy. Make it so ridiculous. Like think of like if a third or fifth grader or something is jumping on your website and is trying to buy something from you, you want to make it easy enough for them to figure it out. If you think that way, you're going to get more conversions. I promise. So that's it. Step one, build trust with the reviews of the customers you already have. Step two, fix your website. Make sure there's no broken links. Make sure your SEO is intact. Make sure people can actually find you, find your website. Make it easy to find. Number three, stay top of mind. You want to be in front of people as often as you possibly can on social media and on YouTube and all that stuff so that they know that you're the person to go to for that. And then last but not least, number four is converting. So make it so ridiculously stupid for people to convert to a customer. Make it so easy that like, hey, if you want to work with me, if you like what I do, click here and then boom, they're working with you. You want to make it just incredibly easy. And I promise if you do those four things, your business, you'll start making more and more revenue. Now, one last thing is if any part of this seems ridiculously overwhelming and you're like, I don't think I can keep up with two of those things or one of those things or three of those things, then it's just time for you to reach out to us, growingmediamarketing.com. We would love to work with you guys. We would love to help you with any four of those. It doesn't matter which one. We specialize in all four and we can grow your make sure your website SEO is intact. We love social media content. We can provide social media content for you. We actually do a really cool way of doing it where we come out and film with you for a whole day. And then we have 3 to 4 months of content off of just that one day. So then you don't ever have to worry about posting content literally for months. And you're just getting in front of people's faces and then they're using you for your work. Or if you need help with your website on being like, hey, how do I make this easy for a customer to work with me? We can do all of it. So please reach out. And if you guys haven't yet, subscribe, follow, whatever on the podcast, wherever you're listening or watching this. And we will see you guys next week.